them, yeah. It's the assessment inside the gate for, it's $48 million.
Call this meeting of the Roy Grandy City Council together, or to order. And sorry, Kelly, I waited for you to walk away before I hit that thing. All right. If we can have roll call, please.
Councilmember Barnidge.
Here.
Councilmember Brown.
Yes.
Councilmember Costello.
Here.
And Mayor Pro Tem Guthrie.
Here. So if you can all rise and join me in the flag salute.
I did that.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
And from there, we'll move into public comment. Your members can address the public, wish to address the council on any item described on this notice, may do so when recognized by the presiding officer. So this is on anything on tonight's agenda or anything else for that matter. Thank you. So we have any takers? Does this one get on? All right.
Would ask that the placement of Mayor Pro Tem on Ms. Kristen Barnidge be put on hold until that can be further investigated. Thank you.
Any other comments? I'll close it. And with that, if Councilman Costello can join me at the podium, I have a presentation here.
Face this way or this way?
So I do have this plaque from the city of Arroyo Grande to be presented to Joe Castillo in appreciation for your service to the community as council member from 2002 to 2014 and on the planning commission from 1999 to 2002. Thank you, Joe.
Thanks, Jim.
And all your service.
Thank you. I guess I'm supposed to make some remarks now, and I did bring a few notes. Ages ago. Actually, I just want to say a couple of things very quickly. It's been my privilege and honor to have served on the council for 12 years and the planning commission for 4 years before that. But I want to remind you all that when you're serving on the council, you're not just serving on the council. You also have a lot of ancillary duties that you have to perform. I've been on the RAC for a year, the Water Resource Advisory Committee. I was on the Zone 3 Advisory Board for about 9 or 10 of those years. I served on the Briscoe Interchange Subcommittee, something that's going to continue to go forward. We have to finish getting that done in the next couple of years. And actually, the next year is going to be really critical. Served on the APCD, the Air Pollution Control District Board, for all 12 years, also work that continues to need to be done. And then also on the Five Cities Fire Authority Board for the last couple of years and on the Five Cities Fire Consolidation Committee and getting that going for about the last 6 or 7 years. So there's a lot of service that goes into being on the board, being on the council, besides just being here on second and third Tuesdays of the month. And again, it's been my privilege and honor to have served here for 12 years. I want to say thanks to a few people. First of all, the people of the city of Arroyo Grande, the citizens and the that I've served with the years. My first council with Sandy Lubin and Tom Reynolds. Then Jim Dickens, Chuck Fellows, Karen Ray, Tim Brown, Kristen Barnidge, Jim Guthrie. And the only mayor I've served under was Tony Ferrara. And finally, I want to thank my kids and my wife, whose support means everything. And thanks to everybody. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you. And with that, we'll move on to recognition for former Mayor Tony Ferraro. We do have this plaque here that reads, presented to Tony Ferraro in appreciation for your years of dedication, commitment, and outstanding leadership as mayor from 2002 to 2014, councilman from 1998 to 2002, and traffic commissioner from 1997 to 1998. Tony, of course, is not here to make some comments. So I did actually want to sort of lead off what might be council comments here, but I did want to recognize Tony for many of the things that he did while he was mayor. There are many accomplishments that occurred during Councilman Costello and Mayor Ferraro's tenure in office. But I want to focus on one, and that would be the 2003 general plan. This plan was a primary reason for both Joe and Tony's election in 2002. This was an election that was a referendum on the need for significant change in direction for Arroyo Grande, and the voters spoke clearly for change. I doubt that preservation and agriculture and historic resources were primary parts of Tony's decision to run for council. It would have been easy for him to simply focus on his primary interest, the containment and mitigation of the impacts of the development of Walmart. There was a much larger movement underfoot, and Mayor Ferraro stepped forward to help lead it. And through vigilance and preservation of that plan was adopted and provide the framework for the development of our city since. I hope you'll join me in thanking Mayor Ferraro and Councilman Costello for the years of service that made these changes possible, changes that many of you on both sides of this last election supported just 10 years ago. So I hope you'll join me in thanking both of these gentlemen for their years of service. Thank you. And with that, we'll pass it off to Kelly for the...
Thank you, Mayor Pro Tem Guthrie. On November 4th, a consolidated general election was held in the city of Arroyo Grande to elect a mayor and two members. Brown received the highest number of votes for two open seats on the city council, each for four-year terms. Measure C-14 failed to receive the required 50% plus one voter approval requirement needed to pass. It is recommended at this time that the city council adopt a resolution accepting the certificates of the county clerk certifying the results of the Arroyo Grande municipal election. That concludes my report.
Thank you, Kelly. And with that, we will move to the oath of office for Mayor Jim Hill and Barbara Harmon. I'm sorry.
To vote on the cert.
No, I'm sorry. So do we have a motion to adopt the resolution?
So move.
Second.
We have a motion and a second. Can I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Brown?
Yes.
Councilmember Barnidge?
Yes.
Councilmember Costello?
Yes.
And Mayor Pro Tem Guthrie?
Yes. And with that, we'll move to the oath of office by the city clerk for Mayor Jim Hill and Barbara Harmon and Tim Brown.
Thank you all. At this time,
We have remarks from Councilmember Brown.
I pulled out my glasses and I don't even have paper in front of me. So just a couple things. First of all, to my kids, Caleb, Emily, Hannah, Spencer, and Samantha, I love you. I love you guys very, very much. And it's been a pleasure to raise my kids in Arroyo Grande. I get a little emotional at times if you haven't figured that out already. I just want to say a few things. And first of all, to the voters, thank you for your support. And even those that didn't support me, I will be here for you. I think we're here to serve all of Arroyo Grande, and I think everybody up here has that. Thank you so much. Next time, can you get a beer? So I just want to say that I think everybody that served here, including the past council, tried to do their best. And as Jim said about the prior mayor, there's a lot of feelings on both sides, but he was part of a change that is current to the one that's going on now. There was a need for change then, and he was a huge part of it. I remember the battles that he and Jim Dickens regarding prime farm soil did. I was there. That was the start of my career. I served with Joe Costello, and I knew Joe to be an honorable and hardworking council person and a planning commissioner. So regardless of how you stand on either side of the issue, I hope you understand that they did their best. Chuck Fellows, I appreciate that. Last election, I walked the whole city, wore out two pairs of shoes. This election, I couldn't do it. I physically couldn't do it. So for the people that walked for me, I want to say I appreciate you as well. Regarding Steve Adams, he put this city through a lot and helped us through a lot in terms of where we were and where we are now. So regardless of what may or may not have happened and what mistakes may or may not have been made, he deserves credit for what he did. So if we're going to heal and we're going to move forward, I think both sides of the fence need to give this council time to be successful. And it's going to be a bumpy ride for a while, folks. We're going to have a new city manager. We're going to have some bumpy times. And if everybody's at each other's throats over the next 6 months to a year, we're not going to get anything done. So I'm hopeful that we can work together, agree to disagree when we do, but understand that it's for the best value of Arroyo Grande. Sorry. Please forgive me. I won't do this very often. I just want to go to one last situation. And during the campaign, there were a lot of ups and downs. And for me, the ups and downs weren't about the campaign, because Barbara was pretty quiet about her campaign. Joe was pretty quiet about her campaign. There wasn't a lot of animosity or friction. So it wasn't the campaign I was worried about. I was worried about the condition of the city. I'm sitting at my house one day. I get a knock on the door, and Pastor Randy Omet from St. John's Lutheran knocks on my door, and I don't really know him. And he says to me, I'm here to check on you to make sure you're okay. And I wasn't. I was having some difficult times that day about this state of the city. I just bothered me. And we got into a discussion about servanthood. And if you're a public servant, it's really about servanthood. So we got into a discussion about what that means. And what it really means is to be humble and to understand your place in life. And that's not to mean you can't have strong opinions, voice them, but ultimately understand that you're just one person trying to, is in our actions, both mine and yours. So I would ask everybody in this room and everybody watching this that they give this council time to succeed. There's been a lot of terrible things said about the previous council, including myself, including Kristen Barnage, including Tony Ferrara. That's not going to be helpful going forward. If we want to heal and we want to move forward, we truly need to turn the page. And it's going to be telling to figure out whether people want to do that going forward. But it's my hope that people do that. So, again, I apologize for my emotion. It's one of my weaknesses, I guess. So, anyway, thank you.
Councilmember Harmon.
Thank you. All right, I'm a rookie with this mic, so hopefully everybody can hear me. Greetings, everyone. Thank you for taking the time out of your busy schedules to be here tonight. I'd like to go back to statements I made in July during the launch of my campaign. It seems appropriate to restate them now. You see, Aurora Grandy was the first place I lived after graduating from college that felt like home to me. Aurora Grandy is the only place I lived that I actually look forward to coming home to after a vacation. And Aurora Grandy is the only place I've lived where people reply, "I love Aurora Grandy," when I would tell them where I live. I say these words to you now because each and every one of us has a love for Aurora Grandy, the place we live, the place we work, and the place we call home. Let's all take a moment and remember what we love about our town and use that and our pride in our community as a means to unite us and move us all forward. Stay active in city government, be kind to one another, and most important, please continue to tell me your perspective. Thank you.
To all of the businesses in town that supported us, thank you so much. The Carpenters Local and the IBW, thank you. My friends at Diablo Canyon who supported us, thank you so much. Mayor Ferrara's supporters who voted for him in good conscience, I thank each of you. And I'm going to be your mayor, and I'm going to try my best to represent you and your interests. This is one community, Arroyo Grande, and it's time that there have been divisions here. It's been mentioned that hopefully we can move the discourse forward. And that should be, we can agree when we agree. When we don't agree, we can agree to disagree and move on. And the next time, maybe we'll agree. So I'm going to try to look for those points of agreement. And again, I thank all of Mayor Ferrara's supporters for your interest in the city and for following that up. Thank you to all of you. I want to thank the Chief Annibaldi and the Arroyo Grande Police Department for the outstanding job they do for us every day. Above and beyond the call, very deeply appreciated. I want to thank the city staff for carrying on through an election campaign, especially where there's a change of administration, is difficult. There's unknowns for the city staff, and we'll get past that. But I appreciate all of the continuing work. And last, I thank my wife, Lynn, without whom I couldn't do this, and I really appreciate the support. I love you. Thank you all. Next item on the agenda is selection of the mayor pro tem. And Director Mellicote, do you have the staff report?
Good evening, Mayor, members of the council. The council does have a policy in place for the rotation of the assignment of mayor pro tem on an annual basis. And based on that rotation, Councilmember Barnidge would be the next.
Point. Councilmember Barnidge is mayor pro tem for the following year. May I have a roll call, please?
Councilmember Brown?
Yes.
Councilmember Guthrie?
Yes.
Councilmember Barnidge?
Yes.
Councilmember Harmon?
Yes.
And Mayor Hill?
Yes. That's the conclusion of business this evening. So please join us for the refreshments and so forth. Thank you very much.